What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Friday, May 13th, 2011, so all you Trish Kadekaphobics out there can start going, it's Friday the 13th, it's Friday the 13th, it's bad luck, it's bad luck. Actually, my history has been that generally good things happen to me on Friday the 13th, and it's still early in the day out here on Oahu, so we'll find out what's going to happen. However, bad things are already happening to the rest of the world, and in particular, Washington, D.C. Remember yesterday we were talking about how because President Obama had basically thrown away the arch boogeyman used to scare you into surrendering your civil liberties and the Bill of Rights and your freedoms and your privacy and everything, and President Obama had tossed away bin Laden as a scarecrow in a failed bid to boost his poll ratings ahead of the 2012 election season. And so they called on, you know, Miss Congeniality, because when Miss America, or Miss Terror actually, loses his crown, quite literally in this case, they bring on Miss Congeniality and say, oh, see, you will go out and you will complete whatever. So they brought in the understudy, this Anwar al-Awlaki, who's the new evil demon that we're all supposed to spit our two-minute hate at. Well, there's a problem. Turns out this guy is dead as well. He was reported killed about 11 months ago. And right now, the White House is starting to look an awful lot like that wonderful scene out of Michael Moore's film Canadian Bacon, when they're sitting around trying to find a new villain because they lost the Soviet Union and they need a new villain to scare America with. And they put up a slide and they say, oh, he's dead. New slide. Oh, he's dead. New slide. Oh, he's dead. And the president is saying, is this an old list? Everybody's dead. And says, well, these are the people we need, but none of them are alive. And they go from there to deciding that Canada is the new enemy that they're going to declare war on. So they're kind of getting into that same situation. They just lost one dead guy, which we knew was dead 10 years. And they said, here's the new one to be scared of. And it turns out he's at room temperature, too. So happy Friday the 13th, President Obama. Rather amazing. Meanwhile, they are still trying to raise on the busted flush over there. Now Senator Imhoff is saying, yes, I saw the photos, and it was really him, and it was clearly dead. Well, can we see the pictures? No, you can't. When were the pictures taken? That's classified. It's all back to this thing where everybody pushing this whole nonsense about the dead bin Laden having been killed last, you know, May 1st, 13 days ago. They're all taking the position of, you should just automatically believe everything I say and never question. Because that's what your parents did in the Cold War. They believed all the lies because they're loyal Americans, and only traitors and commies actually question the facts. So, basically, again, they're trying to raise on the bin Laden flush, and it's a busted flush, and it's not working. I mean, and, you know, basically, over at the White House, they're changing the story again. So let's open up our secret microphone over at the White House press office. And place your bets, ladies and gentlemen, place your bets. The wheel goes round and round and round and round. And let's see what the news story is going to be for the newspapers this day. And it turns out the story has changed again. The guy they're claiming is Osama bin Laden was not killed inside that home. He was running for his life. And they have 25 SEAL helmet cam recordings showing bin Laden running for his life. And, of course, we can't see the SEAL helmet cams because they haven't contrived the fakes just yet. And they're saying, oh, it's national security and all the rest of this. But, folks, bin Laden, the real bin Laden, the guy who died almost 10 years ago, was reported shot in the foot. He was missing toes. Plus, he's got, you know, kidney dialysis and diabetes, and, you know, he didn't look like he could run very well 10 years ago, let alone today. So it's just another flipping the stories back and forth and trying to find something that will work. And in the mindset of Washington, D.C., they'll say, okay, let's try this. And the media will say, oh, yeah, that makes sense. We'll put it out there and see what happens and what goes on, if the public will buy it. We got to take a break for commercials here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Matt is in our control room today, twiddling the dials and answering the phone. Number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Getting reader emails about Friday the 13th. Somebody wrote in and said, it's Friday the 1101 in binary, which, okay, if that's what cranks whatever it is that's going on there. Somebody was saying, you know, why is Friday the 13th unlucky? Well, that's the day that Philip the Fair had all the Templars arrested and said, these Templars, they've engaged in compound interest and they've plunged Europe's ruling families hideously into debt. And the only way we can get out of the debt is to kill the bankers. And basically that's what they did. Now, my sympathies are kind of sort of with the Templars because one of my ancestors was a master of a lodge and everything. But in actuality, you know, the compound interest did enslave all of the nations of Europe to the Templars. That's why they became so rich and powerful. And ultimately, there was a backlash. And I think the sooner we have a similar backlash against the private central banks, you know, in the Western world again, the happier everybody is going to be. But that's the origin of Friday the 13th. It's, you know, let's go kill the bankers day. All right, moving right along here and getting back to the Osama bin Laden story, just constantly changing, which is the sign of fakery. And it's rather amazing that the institutional government and institutional media just play this game of, Maxwell Smart. Would you believe this? No, we don't. Well, would you believe that? No, well, we don't believe. Well, how about this one? No, we don't believe that. Well, how about this little story over here? Well, I don't know, maybe. And it's, okay, that's now the official story. And they do trial balloons. And that's why we have so many of these phony dead bin Laden photos that were going around. They put out the first one that they showed to the Senate Armed Services Committee and put out through Reuters and was in all the papers. We tore that apart. And then they leak another one and say, how about this one? Would you believe this is the real photo of dead bin Laden? No, we don't believe that one either. How about this one over here that we used the morphing tool on? No, we don't believe that one either. And now, of course, they've had to retreat and say, well, we're not going to show any more photos of the dead bin Laden because it would offend Muslim sensibilities. Like bombing the crud out of him for 10 years hasn't already done that. Now, what I did, because people who are sort of transitioning from alternative to corporate media are starting to drink the required Kool-Aid to get those really big paychecks, I took all of the articles that I put up at whatreallyhappened.com over the last couple weeks, and I put them into a single article called A Gallery of Fake Dead Bin Ladens. It's currently posted to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. I'm going to make it a permanent item up at the top of the page. And it basically, it's all of the fake photos and all of the background information about the real bin Laden dying 10 years ago. And I've put it all in one single page. And I'm inviting the listeners to this show to copy off this page and simply post it everywhere you see somebody, you know, falling for this idea that the real bin Laden was killed on May 1st. And especially if you know Michael Moore and you know Jesse Ventura, please forward this on to them, because they're both going forward on the position of accepting the official U.S. government claim that Osama bin Laden was killed on May 1st. And they shouldn't be doing that because they're building on a very, very shaky foundation. Now, I like a lot of what Michael Moore has done, but everybody needs to remember, his business manager is the brother of Rahm Emanuel. And so there are certain lines that Michael Moore will not cross. There are certain boxes he will not gore for the sake of his continued financial well-being. And this appears to be one of them. By general religious decree from on high, from his highnessness, you know, or his Obamaness, we're all supposed to just accept as a fact that the real Osama bin Laden died May 1st. And of course, it's complete and utter nonsense. My position is, I will have truth. Let justice be done, though the heavens may fall. I will have a truthful government, or I will have no government at all. I will not live with a government that lies to us. I do not consent to a government that lies to us. When a government lies to us, it ceases to be the legal government of this land, because the government is not authorized to lie to the people by the Constitution, and the Tenth Amendment says they can't just decide to do it for themselves. Every time the government lies, it commits a crime against the people. And there is no higher crime that a ruler can commit against his own people than to lie them into a war. That is the highest of high crimes and misdemeanors. All righty, let's see. We're going to take a phone call here. Rick in Nevada. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Ai Weiwei is the Chinese dissident whom the government of China arrested on April 3rd. Disappeared him. Yes. He has not been seen since. You can go to change.org and sign the petition and demanding his release.
Okay.
That's spelled A-I-W-E-I-W-E-I, Ai Weiwei. He is the architect who designed the bird's nest at the 2010 Olympics in Beijing.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Ai Weiwei went to Sichuan Province in 2008 after the earthquake and helped families identify over 5,000 children through book bags and bodies and because the government wouldn't do their job, much like our government.
Well,
in Katrina.
China is another, you know, and the Chinese people, I think they're really cool, and they definitely deserve their manufacturing success because they've worked at it. But the core of the Chinese government is as much a Cold War fossil as the core of the United States government and the former core of the former USSR government. And they are definitely part of the group that must go extinct because they are failing to evolve to adapt to the new environment and the new reality of information flow across the face of planet Earth. So, it is rather amazing to see them this clueless about, you know, how the world operates now. in terms of information in the public.
Here's something you can help your listeners with because you're hip to the technology. SideWiki is a way you can go to the Chinese websites that are in China and the Chinese-based websites that are in the United States and other domains around the world, and you can put graffiti on the walls of websites saying Free Ai Weiwei.
Okay, that sounds... What was the name of that website again? And the reason I'm asking...
Change.org.
One more time, please.
Change.org is where you can go to sign a petition demanding his release.
Okay, would you email me this information, because the phone connection's a little bit fuzzy and I'm not sure people are understanding what you're saying here. I had a reader write into me only yesterday saying that while my website, whatreallyhappened.com, is visible inside mainland China, that a lot of the places I was linking to were blocked and they're trying to find ways around the Great Firewall of China. And again, you know, any nation that thinks they can drag their people back to the 1950s and 1960s is delusional, and they deserve to go away. It is a whole new world. We are not going to get rid of the blogs and the internet any more than an earlier government and earlier religious institution tried to get rid of movable type printing. It is just not going to happen. And
thanks for your time, Mike.
Okay, thanks a lot. We're going to let you go, Rick. All right. If you're either going to evolve and adapt as the world moves into the future, or you're simply not going to be around any longer. There is no way to drag the world back into the past. It does not happen. It has never happened. It's never been done successfully. Every nation that has tried, like Cambodia, eventually crumbles and falls apart. So, anyway, moving right along, I want to get back to this thing about the dead bin Laden. About a week ago, we saw an article in one of the Seattle newspapers attempting to blame the economic downturn on the evil machinations of the evil Osama bin Laden. And I took the author of that piece to task and gave him a little bit of a thrashing, and apparently so did a great number of the readers of whatreallyhappened.com, and I figured that would kind of be the end of it. And much to my surprise, today in one of the Toronto newspapers, the exact same claim was put forward. This appears to be a talking point that is being put out by the United States government, that the reason we're in the worst economic crash in U.S. history is not because of the criminality of the mortgage-backed security fraud, not because of the repeal of Glass-Steagall, not because of the encouraged offshoring of jobs to other countries. It was all part of the plot of Osama bin Laden to bankrupt the entire United States of America. So apparently bin Laden wasn't hiding out in Pakistan. He was hiding out on Wall Street, going around to all these CEOs at Goldman Sachs and Lehman Brothers and all the rest of this and saying, look, you got to sell fraudulent mortgage-backed securities and you'll make a lot of money and then we'll destroy the United States together. And apparently the Wall Street CEOs went along with him, if you are to believe this latest piece of propaganda. And let's face it, folks, as propaganda goes, this one's a real steamer. It's lying there in the meadow grass and the curls and wisps are just flying off of this one. And again, it betrays a certain degree of desperation on the part of the powers that be. And again, it reminds you that propaganda is not designed to fool intelligent people who are thinking clearly and analyzing what they read. It's only designed to reinforce those fools predisposed to believe the government, no matter how idiotic it makes them look. And this is one such example. Blame the economy on the dead terrorists. This is complete and utter nonsense. The real bin Laden died before Wall Street really got carried away on all of this fraud. And if bin Laden is behind the bankrupting of the United States of America, then why did he let all those Wall Street guys, most of whom are Jewish, make so much money in the process? Isn't bin Laden supposed to have been a Muslim that hated Israel and Jews? And according to these ludicrous newspaper articles, he went in and he destroyed the United States economy in a way that shoveled all the money to his archenemies. It's absurd. It's absolutely, absolutely absurd, the kind of stuff that they're coming up with here. Stock market is down. It's expected that the next Treasury auction on Monday will take the U.S. over its official debt ceiling. Congress still has not moved on it. Basically, sinking faster, down by the bow, taking on water. And the captain's on the bridge saying, we will yet prevail. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go to the phones. Lee in Georgia. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Brother Mike. First of all, I'm sorry about yesterday. I thought you would have got a kick out of my lawyer joke. I was just trying to have a little fun there.
Well, I didn't want to get off into a whole cascade of lawyer jokes here because we did have a lot of other stuff to get onto there as well. I mean, I did have a whole list, and I just said, I'm going to do one, and then it turns out the others weren't jokes anyway. They were actually true stories.
Yeah, that being said, just one real quick comment on Bin Laden, and then I want to throw something out. I'd love to hear you respond to this because I know this is going to be just rich.
Okay.
When you know, this claim that Bin Laden was responsible for September 11th, let's look at one very simple fact, and we got to go back to 1996 when Saddam ousted Bin Laden. What else did they do? They seized his property and all of his money and everything. Now, don't you people out there in radio and internet land, don't you think if he were going to attack someone because he hated them and wanted vengeance, don't you think he would have done it in Sudan back in 1997, maybe? But anyway, just had to throw that out there. This morning, I heard the reports, because, they've been touting since the sixth death of Bin Laden, I guess. Six times he's died already or been killed. for the past week or week and a half, whatever, they've been touting Al-Qaeda is vowing revenge for the death of bin Laden, and all of this, that, and the other, and all of a sudden, oh, this morning I hear they just arrested two radical Al-Qaeda members in New York.
Yeah.
Isn't it just rich?
Well, you know, they're what the United States government is trying to do, you know, terrorists over on the other side of the planet are nowhere near as scary as terrorists in our midst. Remember, the whole point of this bin Laden hoax all these years is to justify internal security, like the TSA groping and dropping your laptops and, you know, giving sexually transmittable diseases to your daughters and wives. And everybody's saying, why are you doing this here when the big bad terrorists are all on the other side of the planet? They're like 12 time zones away. And so the U.S. government is trying to say, oh, they're not over there anymore. They're right here in our midst. And that's why we have to spy on you and read your mail and have your telephones track everywhere you're going and keep track of your meals on your in-flight meals on the airlines and all the rest of that stuff. That's the sales pitch. The terrorists are in our midst.
Yeah, that's going to be the big shift here. When I heard you talking yesterday about going and keep track of meals, like that's really going to make a difference.
Awlaki was born. Let me get one more thing here, and I'll let you talk again. This Awlaki, they're trying to basically bring on as the understudy, or Bin Laden light. He was born in the United States of America, and all of these phony al-Qaedas that they've been waving at us, whether it's Yusuf al-Khattab or Adam Gadan, they make a point of saying, these guys are in America. The terrorist threat is here, and that's going to be the big sales push. To justify security.
It's advertising, man. I mean, you were in Hollywood, man. You know how it works. It's that advertising thing. You know, but, oh, God, what was I going to say?
Let me get out the crystal ball. You were going to say...
Yeah, right.
Because I worked in advertising and I have a Clio award that I recognize in advertising and PR campaign when I see one, and you'd be absolutely correct.
Right. You know, but, you know, Al-Rafi, I mean, they're pumping him up. But, you know...
It's going to take a big pump. He's dead.
Huh?
I said it's going to take a big pump. It turns out he's been dead almost a year now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I can just see Barack Obama out there with the bicycle pump going, come on, I need you. This is for the good of the nation.
Oh, I know what it was. You said they gotta like let us know that the terrorists are here on our soil and they're in our midst. And you're exactly right. The terrorists are here in our midst. They reside in Washington.
Yeah, we voted them into office. That's our problem.
Yeah, they reside in Washington. And they're the ones that are tapping the phones and every other thing. This is just absolutely ridiculous. Hey, Mike, I'm out. Be good.
I have a good weekend. Thanks an awful lot, Lee. Yeah, you know, what's really amazing is Washington, D.C. basically is copying Hitler's playbook. You know, World War for Dummies, Adolf Hitler. And they're basically doing everything that he did. We've got a targeted minority as a scapegoat group, got concentration camps and torture. We have Gestapo fondling us as we go from point to point. It's the same exact thing. And for some reason, the people in Washington, D.C. are absolutely convinced that Americans are not going to recognize that we have seen this pattern before. But hopefully that blindness is our salvation, because the further along we go, the more I'm convinced that Washington, D.C. really does not have a clue what real Americans are thinking and feeling. I call it Rivero's Law of the Hierarchies, and I came up with this years ago when I was still involved in large corporate structures. All mid-managers are trying to make sure they're the only ones who know how bad things are, because they don't want their subordinates to give up, and they don't want their bosses to crack down on them. So if you're a manager sitting on top of three levels of these mid-managers, then you're functionally deaf, dumb, and blind to the real world. And I think that's exactly what's been going on at the tops of some of our corporations, certainly at Wall Street and certainly in Washington, D.C. Now, speaking of being on top of managers and not really knowing what's going on, we're going to be talking about Fukushima as we go into this next break following the next set of commercials, because the news there is really bad. And the American government and the American media, and especially General Electric, don't want you paying attention to this, because it underscores that the U.S. government is really, really good against made-up threats and dangers like Al-Qaeda. But when it comes to really taking care of the American people, they are clueless, inept, and incompetent. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you. And John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm doing a little rewiring on the audio setup to try and keep things working here. Our voltage is just jumping all over the place here on the island of Oahu. I guess another hamster inside that wire wheel died or something. Or maybe they put a male and a female in there together, and now it's just rocking back and forth, and that's why they can't keep the voltage steady on this island anymore. Speaking of voltage and power, I want to talk about Fukushima, this section here. As you are probably aware, yesterday, the TEPCO and Japan finally officially acknowledged what we have been reporting as our conclusions based on secondary evidence all along, that the pressure vessel of reactor number one has been breached. The fuel rods are completely dry and have partially melted down through the bottom of the pressure vessel, and today they're confirming that containment on reactor one is also compromised. Now, we were saying that this had been was actually reported for reactor two as well some time ago, but now they're finally starting to say, yeah, it is that bad. This is China syndrome country. Because if the nuclear fuel from those rods have burned through the pressure vessel and burned through containment, then that melted radioactive fissioning slag is on the ground burning its way into, or possibly already has. Remember, they're just now figuring this out because nobody can actually go in the reactor building. and they're admitting that this burn through of the pressure vessel probably happened early on. And that means that the remains of the melted fuel rods are down in the ground underneath the reactor, and that's what China syndrome is. And as it hits the moist sand from the water table, that's where all this steam is. That's where all this steam is coming from, and the steam is radioactive, and it's just pouring up in the air. And I mention this because remember what we have been getting here in the United States of America on the American media. It's okay. It's not a problem. We don't need to test. Radiation's good for you. It'll never be a Chernobyl. It's already Chernobyl on steroids. The corporate media and the United States government are downplaying this, and there's a lot of reasons why. The nuclear power industry as a whole are terrified. Nobody's ever going to build another fission-based power station, and they're absolutely right. Everybody's canceling. Three strikes and you're out. General Electric, which designed these reactors, and three of their own scientists resigned rather than okay the design as usable, is looking at the reality. Their public image is going to take a huge, huge hit. Now, we put up a video on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, Why You Cannot Trust the Media, and it's a documentary about how corporations influence the media in the United States of America, and by sheer coincidence, the villain in this documentary is General Electric, and they talk about how much money they're making, hundreds of billions of dollars, and how they go out of their way to avoid taxes, and how they're encouraging the offshoring of jobs to save money and increase their profitability. At the same time, their TV commercials, you know, are showing Americans working happily away at factories which don't exist any longer. Remember, it was General Electric that lobbied the government to pass laws that actually make old-style tungsten light bulbs illegal. And then, citing that same legislation as the justification, General Electric shuts down all of its American factories making old-style Edison-type tungsten light bulbs, and they go over to China to make all the compact fluorescents that we are now obligated to buy by the United States government. The ones which are more expensive, don't last anywhere near as long, and are much more toxic than the tungsten light bulbs. So General Electric is shaping the news to protect their vested corporate interests. The Pacific fishing industry is doing exactly the same thing. The Alaskan fishing industry is doing exactly the same thing. They're seeing the world through dollar signs, and they're seeing those dollar signs evaporate. That's why we had that meeting with the FDA and the Alaska fishing industry up in Alaska saying, we don't need to test the food. We know it's going to be safe. That's absolutely impossible with all the radiation. We now know. They're admitting, finally, that part of the core of Reactor 1 has burned through the pressure vessel, burned through containment, is down on the ground of the reactor building, burning its way through the concrete into the soil and into the water and out into the ocean. And it's been happening probably already for several weeks. They're just saying now, yeah, this happened, and it may have happened right at the very start. And I'll tell you right now, I hope that somebody up in Alaska is listening to the show that's down along the coastline, because what we really need, and I'm not wishing ill on the Alaska fishing industry, but we need somebody to go down to the shoreline and grab a crab and hold up a radiation meter to it. And if that meter starts going crazy, put a video of that out on YouTube. And again, it's not to deliberately cause harm to the fishing industry, but to prevent harm to the consuming population, who are even now being told the food is safe, the milk is safe, the cheese is safe, the beef and the crab and everything. Just go on eating it, because if you refuse to eat radioactive food, the terrorists will have won. It's like all these citizen journalists who went down to the Gulf of Mexico who documented the oil still coming on shore after the government said the problem was over. And they documented all the medical problems that people down there are still suffering. And they showed all the dead oysters being brought up by the oyster fishermen who are now out of business. And they put that stuff out there in the public. And the government came and said, oh, they're just fear-mongering. And then they passed laws. I mean, they literally made it a crime to build a sandcastle on the westward-facing beaches of Florida. That's how afraid they were of more of this stuff becoming known. So we need some Alaskans to do exactly the same thing. Get some crab, put a radiation meter on there, and put it on YouTube. Not to harm the fishing industry, but to save the health of the American people. So, all those reporters all those prostitutes, let's go back to using the correct word, all those prostitutes at the TV networks, especially CNBC and Jim Cramer and Ann Coulter, who were trying to tell you this is no big deal and radiation's good for you, they were lying. They were shoveling the bovine excrement at you as fast and as hard as they could because that is what they are paid to do. The American corporate media serves corporate and government interest. It does not serve the public interest. If you want the public interest served, you come over here to Republic Broadcasting or to WhatReallyHappened.com or to any of the other alternative media who are not being paid buku bucks by the corporations to lie you into a new religion, a new war, a new president, a new toxic source of poisons in your food and drink and pharmaceuticals. This is very serious. And again, you and I and people of our age are probably not going to live long enough to see major ill effects from the radiation. People in Japan will. It's going to start showing up there any day. But for the rest of us in the northern hemisphere, we're going to live out our lives without really having to deal with this. But the next generation, you go and you look at the children of Chernobyl, and you will see what curse has been brought down on the next generation of innocent and unoffending unborn by this reckless disregard for safety, by this money junkie behavior of, oh, we don't need that next safety system because we got to save some bucks for our bonuses and our stock portfolios and keep the stockholders happy. Rivero's rule of new technology is, if you're putting out a new technology, x-rays, terahertz scanners, whatever, fission reactors, you start out by imagining the very worst possible thing that could happen, and you prepare for that. And if you can't prepare for it, then you shouldn't be messing around with that technology. Genetic engineering, that's another one. That one is potentially more dangerous even than nuclear power is right now. So Japan and TEPCO are admitting now holes in reactors 1 and reactors 3. We've had earlier indications that reactor 2 also had a meltdown and burned through its pressure and containment. Looking at TEPCO's own data, there's no pressure at all inside reactors 2 and 3, which tells you they're breached. That there's still minor pressure in reactor 1 is telling us that the breaches are small and the leaks are slow, but they're still there. And they're probably going to get worse. Those fuel rods are sitting there without any cooling at all. And they're still cooking away. Now, TEPCO is still planning to try and flood the reactor containments. It's going to be a little bit more difficult with the containments now known to be full of holes. The problem with that is when they try and flood containment on reactor number 1, knowing that the pressure vessel is dry and the rods are exposed, when they pour water into there, it's going to create steam at high pressure. The pressure vessel is already breached. They're admitting it. The containment is not designed to contain high levels of pressure. They could very easily cause a new explosion and new clouds of radioactive debris going up into the sky. And what is the U.S. government reporting to you? Oh, we got bin Laden. Pay no attention to that glowing western horizon. Look over here. We've got a dead guy we think was a terrorist. It's all distraction, diversion. It's amazing. The reactors cannot be covered over until they're in what's called a cold shutdown, which means they're cooling by themselves. TEPCO and Japan are still having to pour tons and tons of water into the reactors every day to keep them from getting any warmer. Reactor 1 is still getting warmer. I think it was 70 degrees Fahrenheit in a single day, and there's no reason to say that that's stopped whatsoever. And, you know, it's interesting to see how the propaganda and the spin is going on, because it was reported that earlier this week, 500 million becquerels of nuclear radiation was dumped into the Pacific Ocean because they didn't have any other place to put it. And Japan's spin on that is, oh, that's nothing compared to what we've already released. You know, and during the first couple of weeks of this disaster, we're not releasing anything. It's minor. It's trivial. It's trivial. Now they're putting out 500 million becquerels and say, ah, it's a drop in the bucket compared to what's already out there, so don't get upset. It's just all spin. Remember when spin was called lying and now it's a college course? Spin, perception management, public relations are all fancy names for lying. Lie for your corporate masters. Lie for your government masters. Lie for your media masters. Lie for the slavers. Lie for the bankers. And the people of the United States of America, the people of the world, are basically the lowest priority. So the situation is bad, and it's getting worse. Apparently, some Japanese shipping containers showing up in Rotterdam are testing positive for radioactivity. So it is a nightmare, and it's not going to go away. And again, our generation, except for the people actually living in Japan, our generation are not going to get... we're not going to feel the effects, but it will hit the next generation and the generation after that. I know that Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and their little Billionaires for Eugenics Club are out there saying, we need to, you know, do something about population. Well, have you read Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six? There was a cool idea. You may not have to worry about human population, because children born with massive birth defects very often are unable to reproduce anyway. We could see the human population go into a decline because of this disaster. Only time will solve that mystery. And I think maybe, especially after seeing what happened at Fukushima and what happened with genetically modified crops getting out of control, especially the link between genetically modified crops and the die-off of the honeybees and all of these unintended consequences of these money-junkie plots and plans, maybe we ought to stop tinkering with planet Earth. Maybe we ought to stop messing around with these very dangerous technologies that we are unable to handle in the event of a disaster. General Electric, Japan, TEPCO, United States have been playing with nuclear fire, and we all got burned by it. And we're going to have to face up to that. And the longer the U.S. government and the American corporate media try and treat this like this is not an issue, the more and more dangerous the rest of us have to see the situation becoming. What is the most scary thing about Fukushima is not the radiation, not the reactors, not the explosion. It is the awareness that we are not being given good, accurate information. And it allows people's imaginations to run to the absolute worst possible scenarios, because we know we can't trust the reassurances of the government and the media. And as yesterday's and today's announcements have confirmed, very often, the worst possible scenarios we're imagining turn out to be what's going on. Complete meltdown in all three reactors, China syndrome in reactor number one, possibly reactor number two. Fuel rods heating up in the spent fuel rod pool of reactor building number four, which is on the verge of collapse. We're living in a disaster movie, and the disaster is getting worse and worse, and the government is saying, we must hide this from the public to avoid a panic. I think we're coming up on the time to hit the panic button. And the first thing that we do when we hit the panic button is we tar and feather the government and the media that were lying to us and mushrooming us. And if you don't know what I mean by mushrooming you, it's keeping you in the dark and feeding you on the bad word I said the other day on the show. Alrighty, moving right along here. Ron Paul has now formally announced his new run for the U.S. presidency. Congratulations, Ron, and I'm going to say one more time, I would absolutely love to see Ron Paul as president. And he is my number one pick going into 2012. But he doesn't stand a snowball's chance in the dark places of ever getting anywhere in the process until we, the people, are willing to make the vote counters more afraid of us than they are of the vote riggers. At some point, if we're ever going to reform the United States back to its original constitutional republic, we're going to have to take some sledgehammers to those electronic voting systems. And we're going to have to start tarring and feathering every election official that gets caught rigging the vote. Because the reason we have an epidemic of vote fraud in this country is that every time the vote riggers are caught, nothing happens to them. It's like Wall Street and the mortgage-backed security fraud. Nobody's been arrested. Nobody's been put in jail. Do you think they're going to go back to doing it again? Heck yes. Why wouldn't they? Lots of money and no possibility of punishment. Who wouldn't go along with that? I'd love to see Ron Paul as president, unless the American people are willing to make it so. And by that, I mean not just sitting around on your laptops and saying, wouldn't it be nice? If you want Ron Paul as president, you're going to have to fight to make him so. And it won't happen without that. because they'll steal it from them again in 2012 the way they did in 2008. I absolutely guarantee you that right now. Now, moving on down here to everybody's favorite government agency, the TSA, who now holds the record for most hated agency. You people at the Internal Revenue Service, you're off the hook. You used to be the most hated agency. But I guess with like half the people in Detroit not even bothering to pay their income taxes this year, nobody cares about you anymore. We all hate the TSA to serve, to protect, and steal. And once again, we're finding out that the TSA people are looting your luggage. Apparently, there has been this eBay seller known as Alirla, who was selling these high-priced electronics at rock-bottom prices, laptops, digital cameras, GPS units, turns out to be a TSA screener at Newark Liberty International Airport. Pathias Brown, largest one-man theft ring in the entire history of the TSA. And these are the people that the government insists we want in the shopping malls and train stations and buses. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show on this Friday the 13th here. And I just got this story over on The Guardian in Great Britain. Pornography found in Osama bin Laden hideout, U.S. officials claim. Look how big a business pornography is. Look at all the for-pay porno channels on your cable box. It's no big deal. This is just more tabloidism. And, you know, where they found herbal Viagra and they got, you know. We're going to see a whole string of this stuff come out now. You know, Bin Laden tap danced barefoot on shag carpeting and he passed gas in elevators and he filed his own teeth because he thought pain was fun. And they're just going to keep on ladling on this stuff to try and keep this story going. Nobody cares if whoever it was that they killed had pornography in his hideout. You and I both know, and don't raise any hands, but a lot of you listening to this show, you have some pornography around the house. You know? It's part of life. And it's big business, and it's not a big shockeroony that anybody has this stuff. It's not like we were going to vote him into office for anything anyway, right? But this kind of tabloidism, this desperation to just keep pushing this hard sell, they're just advertising the fact this has not worked. President Obama just threw away the big ugly boogeyman that was scaring America into supporting wars, and he got a little temporary bump in his approval ratings. And now they're heading back down, especially with regards to the economy and the wars. It's absurd. They blew this one. They blew this one. Just absolutely. Now, getting back to the TSA, pardon me, over in Texas, the House, the State House of Representatives has passed a bill banning offensive TSA pat-downs, meaning they can't grab your crotches anymore. Now, it still has to go through the Senate, and it has to be signed by the governor. And the problem with that, of course, is that all state governors see their office as a training ground for that promotion to Washington, D.C. I've been a state governor, and I've been a good little lackey. Please, may I come and play on Capitol Hill? We've seen it here time and time again in Hawaii, and we've seen it in states all across the country where the governor of the state isn't thinking about the state. He's thinking about his next step up on the rung to presidency or Senate or whatever. So we'll see what happens. I would like to see this bill pass because inevitably that would bring about a clash between the federal government and the state government over who has jurisdiction over airports that are built with state funds. But more and more states are starting to look at these bills to say the TSA cannot abuse us. Not because we really care all that much about our citizens and everything, you know, getting crabs from these losers, but because it's wrecking tourism. It certainly has out here. I know our local newspaper is always proclaiming, you know, our hotels in Hawaii have an 80% occupancy rate, which is not good for a hotel, and especially when you consider two-thirds of the hotels have gone out of business since all this TSA nonsense came out. It's ruined tourism. Michael Chertoff is getting rich by destroying the livelihood of everybody in the United States of America who works in the tourism industry. Just amazing here. Now, over in San Francisco, here's an interesting story. They've just arrested a police officer, a former commander of the Contra Costa County Anti-Drug Task Force, was running a bordello in Pleasant Hill and using his connections in the police department to make sure that competing brothels were shut down and raided. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after station identification with the follow-up on this.
Climbing as the dollar gets